This Halloween, June and Herschel Pictures presents, from the twisted mind of Alanis Morissette, an old man named Barry who's turning 98 and just won the lottery.
Oh, I hope I don't die the next day.
But he did, and he would find a black fly in the most inconvenient place.
My Chardonnay!
And after years of murdering, he was put on death row, waiting to receive his pardon.
It came 2 minutes too late.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
It's like rain on my wedding day.
And when fleeing the wedding, he received a free ride.
But I've already paid.
Come and see this movie on good advice.
I didn't take it.
Barry was always Mr. Play It Safe and was afraid to fly. He packed his suitcase and kissed his kids goodbye.
I've waited my whole damn life to take that flight.
And then the plane crashed. He thought,
oh, well, isn't this nice?
Ironic. And on his way to work, Barry incurred the one thing he didn't expect. A traffic jam.
No, but I'm already late.
And while at work, he perceived a no smoking sign.
But it's my cigarette break.
And when he accrued 10,000 spoons.
All I need is a knife.
And finally, when he met the man of his dreams.
Yeah, and then I got to meet his beautiful wife.
From the director of Hostel and The Green Inferno, Eli Roth brings you the horrifying vision of Alanis Morissette's Ironic. Rated R. No children without parental guidance may enter.
Oh, what do you think, Barry? Does this bar look okay to you?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm parched.
I am also parched. Yes, I don't know. There's a lot of motorcycles outside. And
it's a little seedy, but you know.
I also don't like the fact that their sign is a cowboy fucking a cowboy boot.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little intimidating.
Yeah, well, I don't see any other bars around here, so let's just stop in. I mean, shit, I'm Dracula. You're a serial killer.
They've gotta have beer.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Alright, let me just turn the car off. Alright, we'll just walk up to the bar here, and, here goes nothing. Wow, it's a very, rustic clientele.
Rustic?
I was trying to be nice. They could probably hear us.
Yeah.
Wow, they're all staring at us. Do you think it's because I'm wearing a cape?
Hi. Hi, guys. What? That's not good English.
Hey, let's just order our drink and get out of here.
Alright.
This was a mistake.
Bartender.
Yeah?
What do you have on tap?
I got beer.
What kind?
Beer.
Alright, I'll take one.
Alright, you want there, fancy boy?
Ooh, fancy boy.
Well, I guess I'll also have a beer. You don't happen to have Killian's Red for blood? I done told you we got beer. Alright, fine, give me one of those.
Yeah, we'll just have a beer. Like no. In every movie.
And we're not sharing it. Don't give us like a beer with two straws.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean a beer each.
Alright, coming up.
Oh, man. What do you think of this place, Dracula?
I got to say, I don't like it.
They're still staring.
I think it's like a, Well, I am wearing a cape.
Yeah. I look normal enough.
Yeah.
Is it the blood spots on the bottom of my pants?
Oh shit, we're both covered in blood.
No, we should have washed.
Yeah.
Where's our beers?
Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
So what are you two, lovers or something?
No.
Alright.
He's my adoptive father.
Sure, likely story.
I didn't call him my daddy.
It's every day some weirdo covered in blood and a feller in a cape comes in here and he's his dad and it's all great.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. And what are their names?
Oh, probably Dracula and, I don't know, Frank or something.
Huh. Mine's Barry.
Well, I was being sarcastic, too, so, you know.
No. I don't have a good barometer for sarcasm.
I'm picking up on it.
Yeah. Hey, why do these guys keep staring at us?
Well, probably because they're looking to kick your ass, you bunch of damn Yankee sumbitches.
I wouldn't try that if I was you.
There was only two of you and about, I don't know, 14 of them.
Yeah. Dracula, I like those odds.
Hey, Jethro! A little shorten says he can take us!
Fucking Jethro, really? Is this,
You got some kind of problem with my name?
Are we in the stereotype saloon?
As a matter of fact, you're in the cowboy boot saloon.
The cowboy boot?
That's what it's called.
Mm. You don't look like a cowboy.
Well, you don't look like you could take a punch!
Yeah, Dracula. Can I kill him?
Hey, you do what you want.
Good.
I'm going to turn into a mist and see how this plays out.
Okay.
You've got it.
I stabbed him.
Oh, God. Oh, he's damn here.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, what you call him, guts? Oh.
Yeah, guts. You don't have any.
Oh, God.
Anyone else? Who's next?
Hey, Don, stab Jethro. Get him.
Oh, this one. Sip. Oh, man, I like this bar. He liked it, too. You're dark. Let me just cut you a little bit, just like this. Oh. Did you like it as much as I did?
Hey, y'all gotta take this outside or something.
Can I just finish my beer?
Tell you what, go ahead, but do it quick.
Oh, cool. Dracula. Oh,
yeah,
there you
just
are.
Turn the back from me, miss. Let's finish these beers and get the fuck out of here.
I was just about to ask if I could have yours.
Ah, sure.
Oh, thanks.
I'm driving.
Cool.
Put them up.
Oh. Oh, I don't know. Daddy's pretty psycho.
Hey, I didn't invite y'all in here to make fun of our music and drink all my beers. Again.
Hey, we paid for these beers.
Did you?
I mean, we were gonna.
Well, let's go.
Alright.
You know what? That's fair enough. See y'all later. Try not to come back to the Cowboy Boot Saloon.
But I really enjoyed it here. I got to kill two people.
Yeah, we don't much. Ain't really our kind of bar we're trying to run here.
Well. Alright, well, I appreciate you not calling the police.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Oh, okay. Well, wait till early, we're gone.
Sounds good.
Alright, bye.
See you later.
Man, Dracula, he was nice.
Yeah, I suppose. Put in his situation, he did pretty well.
Yeah, he didn't even pick up that shotgun or nothing.
Yeah, wouldn't have done him any good.
Against me, it would have.
Oh, I suppose it would.
Yeah, I'm still mortal.
Well, I know some people.
What, to make me immortal?
Well, not necessarily that, but, you know, dark magics and such.
Hmm. Oh. I sense an evolution in Barry.
Possibly. Let's get down to the Boat Fight Studio and get the, we have to promote the Monster Thrash.
Yeah, it's coming up pretty soon.
All right, back in the car. Let's go. Well, let me just try the handle here and... What the fuck? It's locked. Didn't we have tonight booked for the Monster Thrash promotion?
I thought so.
This is bullshit.
Hey, guys! Hey!
Well, there's nobody in there.
Hmm. I wonder why. There's so many people who work there.
There's a there's a piece of paper on the door. Hang on a minute. On vacation, all of October. Boat fight.
Wait, boat fights on vacation? All of them?
It's weird that they signed it Boat Fight and not, like, anyone's name.
Well, they're not the smartest.
I guess it's concise. Like you said, like, 500 people work here.
I mean, it's something like 6 or 7, right?
I was being, you know, needlessly hyperbolic.
Fair enough. You know, I don't have a good barometer for sarcasm.
I thought you did, but after this trip to the bar, I do not know.
Only my own.
It's an interesting condition.
Yeah.
This day and age.
I have a few of them.
Oh, I'm glad you stepped in. I was about to do the Family Matters theme.
I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad.
It's better that I didn't.
So what are we gonna do?
Well, shit, they're not here. Let's have our own show. We always wanted to.
You want to take over Boat Fight?
Yeah, but we can't call it that. That sucks.
I think I know.
I think I know what you know.
You know what I know?
Let's say it together.
Okay.
Boat Fright.
That's right, everybody. All right, so let's get behind... Oh, wait, we got to break in this door real quick. Well, wait, why don't you just turn into mist and unlock it?
Yeah, that sounds good enough.
Cool. Oh, hi.
Hello! I haven't seen you in ages!
It's been a while.
It's been...
Alright, let's go into the studio.
And now, let our evil bidding commence with Boat Fright! Welcome to Boat Fright, the exclusive and intrusive Halloween show, starring Dracula and Barry. It's about to get scary. And also your host, Boris Karloff. Speaking of Karloff, are you in the market for a used car? Do you mind if that used car was part of a murder investigation? If you answered yes and no respectively, come on down. I've got just the car for you. And for our first bone-chilling segment, Dracula, a look-pacula. Welcome to Dracula, a look-bacula. The historic account of all of my attempts to get into show business. With me is my co-host, Barry.
I'm very excited for this. You haven't really shared these stories.
I've never shared these with anyone, really. You know, I've spent most of my adult life, my adult undead life, trying to break into the biz.
Yeah, well, that much I've known.
Well, going through some things back at the castle, I came up with a lot of old recordings of me, all through the years. Failed pilots, you know, sitcoms, stage acts, all these different things I had tried but ultimately failed at.
Wow.
You know, I think the scheduling had a lot of... You know, I think a lot of the problem was scheduling. Most people don't like to work after the sun goes down.
Well, I mean, I think in the entertainment industry it'd be different, though. Stage shows and stuff, most of them take place at night.
Yes, that's fair, but, you know, trying to be on the lot and stuff just didn't work.
Well, I suppose sitcoms, it wouldn't work.
Well, that was more of a 50s motivation for me.
Whoa, wait, when did you start?
Oh, back in the good old days, in the vaudeville era. I was part of a comedy duo in the Catskills called Burns and Dracula.
Oh, yeah? I think I might have heard of that, actually.
It's, not that Burns.
Oh.
It's Danny Burns.
Danny?
Yep.
Okay. Strong name.
Well, let's roll that now, shall we?
Welcome to the Vaudeville Review. Please give us a hand in welcoming to the stage... Daddy Burns and Dracula!
Oh, hey, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm Danny Burns. It's so great to see you here in Chicago. Man, I gotta tell you, last time I was here, I got baked and ate a pizza. Or did I, bake a pizza? I don't know! Oh, hey, thank you, you're, it's a nice top you got there, ma'am. Anyway, so, without further ado, my partner, Dracula!
Bleh!
Oh, man, my heart stopped for a second there.
Oh, I could smell it on you. Don't worry about that.
Hey, don't be too thirsty.
Well, as the kids say, I'm thirsty AF. Or they will say, I know things you're not privy to with your mortal minds. Anyway, so what's in the news? So, Roosevelt is really rationing out everything these days. except for blood, which is in abundance.
Yeah, that's right, Dracula. He's spilling it all over there.
Well, I was talking more about the undefended home front. All the men are at war.
What are you trying to say? The ladies got it going on. They're even playing baseball.
Yes, I know quite a bit about bats.
Oh, ba-dum-bum.
It's a shame we could not hire a band.
Well, you know, on these wages, what is it, like half a penny a day?
If you're lucky. They've been paying you?
I'm not lucky.
You think you're not lucky? You don't have you for a partner.
Try looking in the mirror every day to see his face.
Trust me, I can't.
But I'm bum. So, you know, back to that rationing thing. I got nothing. You threw me off. I am ugly. Talentless.
Please, we can talk about this after the show.
Where's the big hook? Take me away!
No, no, no. It's fine. We're doing great. We're having a great time, aren't we, everyone? You do realize I can turn into a bat and fly over there and really do some damage.
What are you gonna do? Shit on him?
Oh, you got me. Well, I thought I might turn back into a... Anyway, never mind. You know, I had a really hard time getting to the show.
Why is that?
You put the wrong address on my coffin. I almost ended up in Sheboygan.
Oh, who's that?
It's Sheboygan.
Oh, but a bum. Dracula, bring it back. That's why we do this.
I thought we were doing it for the free pizza. No garlic.
It's the only kind I like. No wonder they wouldn't give me any pizza.
You know, they have this deep dish pizza around here.
I do.
Yeah, if you could call it pizza.
Oh. Easy, easy, crowd. Easy, easy. You know, what do you want?
Usually, the only things I eat that are that deep are corpses. Huh?
Boo.
Don't boo me. You're my partner.
Yeah, but come on.
Look, we're trying it out, you know?
Yeah, we gotta try new material. I mean, you know, they're a pretty generous crowd, I gotta say. Let's hear it again for Chicago!
Go Bears!
Oh, man, I tell you, this has been such an amazing show. Really, gets the appetite up. Think I'm gonna go back to the hotel room or order a big steak.
A steak? Bleh!
Oh, not that kind.
Oh, thank goodness. You know what I'm going to do when I get back? I'm going to take a nice nap in my coffin.
Oh, here's a cough drop.
Oh, not that kind of coffin, you.
Boom.
Well, it looks like the sun's coming up. It's probably time to go.
It's 11:15.
Boom. Get the fuck off the stage.
Fuck you.
Oh, I suck.
Ah, yes. I remember it like it was yesterday. Unfortunately, that was our best show.
Wow, I was going to say, Dracula, you guys weren't very funny.
Do you think we're too ahead of our time?
I don't know. I think you should have eaten your partner and gotten someone else.
Well, I did later.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever hear of Danny Burns?
No.
Exactly.
Oh, you did a good job covering it up.
It was easier then, you know. There was a war on, people weren't really paying attention.
So how long did you do the whole vaudeville circuit?
Oh, about 2 years.
And then you just quit?
Well, I wasn't really getting anywhere, and after I ate Danny, it, really, you know, word gets around the community. Other comics don't want to work with you. You get a reputation for being, shall we say, difficult.
You found yourself starving for jobs.
I was a starving artist.
Yeah. All right. So when is the next time you try to get your leg into the entertainment industry?
Well, I had extra parts, you know, here and there. If you pay attention in the Maltese Falcon, I walk past in a shot.
Oh, impressive.
Yes. But not the Maltese Falcon, you know. Another one.
Oh, so it's less impressive.
Well.
All right, so then, again, you know, when's your next big break?
Well, the next big break came in the 60s. when there was a big push for monster television sitcoms. You had your Addams Family. You had the Monsters. You had the Monster Fun Around Hour. That one didn't last. But that is a story for another episode.
Yeah, to be continued on Dracula, A Look Bacula.
Bleh! I hope you're comfortable in your mausoleum. Here comes a pilot that you have never seen. We'll workshop that as well. Presenting for the first time ever, the pilot for So Very Berry. So this is the unreleased pilot for our television show we're producing together. So Very Berry.
Yeah, we did. This is a recent project of ours, and I'm very proud of it.
I am as well. If anyone's listening, we are shopping it around. So, you know, Netflix, Hulu, whatever. Amazon Originals, you know.
Anyone but Crackle, really.
Yeah, no Crackle. Not interested.
Yeah, we don't truck with that.
We're monsters and evil, and even we're not going there.
Yeah.
So anyway, sit back and enjoy So Very Berry. Berry. So Very Berry. When he's going for laughs, you know he kills. Berry, so very berry. You better start writing out your wills. His adopted dad turns into a bat. Berry's tying dynamite onto a cat. When the laughter starts, it's almost scary. Berry, oh Berry. So very berry, berry, so very berry. So Very Berry is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, hey, Dad. Can I get the car keys?
Car keys? What for?
I just want to go out.
Go out? Who's the lucky young lady?
Oh, you know. I'm not telling you. Come on, Dad.
You're going to have to give me more to go on than that.
We're going to go out. It's going to be fine. Don't worry.
Well, when you say not to worry, that's what makes me worry.
No, listen. We're just going to go out. We're going to get some ice cream. You know, it's going to be fine. Yeah.
What kind of ice cream?
Rocky Road. It's what she said she likes. I don't really like it either.
Well, let me ask you this. How long do you expect to be out tonight?
Only as long as it takes.
Well, if you're going out, remember, take your raincoat.
Always.
No, your raincoat, in case blood gets on you.
Don't worry, I'm fine.
Well, I guess that's for her to decide. Here you go, son.
Hey, thanks. Alright, so I'll see you in the morning.
Gee willikers, Rocky Road, my favorite!
Yeah, this is a really nice place. I think they make the ice cream themselves.
Mmm, fancy!
Yeah, I'm glad you like Rocky Road, because from here on out, it's going to be all smooth.
Wow, you're some kind of smooth talker.
Yeah. So, what size is your neck?
Why do you ask?
I'm just curious. Here, have another bite. Okay, are you full?
I guess.
Good. Alright, here, I'll get the door for you.
Thank you, you're such a gentleman.
Yeah, well, I was brought up by the best.
Well, you know, you never really told me much about your family.
Slam.
So where are we going?
Oh, we're just going over the hill.
Oh, into those spooky woods?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever will we do over there?
Well, I live that way, you see. You'll like it. It's really comfortable there.
What, the woods?
Yeah.
Okay, very forward, but I guess. Let's go.
Okay. What size is your neck?
Jiminy Crickets, why are you so interested in my neck?
Oh. Here, try on this necklace.
Wow, it looks a lot like rope.
No, it's okay. Here, put it on.
Okay, I guess.
Okay, cool. You ready?
For what?
Oh, you're really pretty. I like you. Yeah. Oh, what a good date. Did you have fun? Yeah, I know you did. No, I can't wait to go tell Dracula about it.
Son, you're home early. What happened? Did the date not go well?
Oh, Dracula, the date went great. Here, meet Cassandra.
Wow, was she like that when you found her?
No.
Look, you shouldn't be bringing people around the house, especially when they don't have a pulse.
Oh, it's okay. She won't tell anyone.
Accommodations for Tho Very Berry are provided by the Scariot Hotel.
So, that was the pilot. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed making it.
I loved it.
You know, a bit of IMDb trivia. He actually killed that girl.
I still have her.
Oh, you should really get rid of her. We did that like a year ago.
She's preserved.
In what?
Don't worry.
We'll talk about this later.
Yeah. The doctor helped me. Anyway.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Wow, that was abysmal. I'll tell you one thing that's not abysmal, though. The prices at Boris Karloff. I could sell you a 2002 Honda Accord that ran over an old lady for next to nothing, only minor damage. And for our final segment, an evening with Dr. Frankenstein.
Good morning, Drive Time listeners, and welcome to another installment of Frankly Speaking with your host, Dr. Frankenstein, body augmenter to the stars, and everybody else. Call in with your body modification questions to 1-800-555-PARTS, but please don't dial the S because it's not a part of the number. It just fits better rolling off the tongue, but it has to be four numbers. All right, I understand we got our first caller. Go ahead.
Hello, Frankenstein.
Oh, yes, good morning.
My name is Chaz.
Oh, Chaz. Very lovely speaking with you. What can I help you with?
Well, first off, let me start by saying I really enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you.
I listen every morning, and it's inspired me.
Hey, it gives me a reason to wake up in the morning at 4 a.m., that's right.
Well, it is worth it, I trust me on that.
Call the bellboy, I got bags under DC's eyes.
Of which hotel?
The Hotel Frankenstein.
Oh, do you own that one?
It's a fictitious hotel where a bellboy works that carries my eye bags. Go ahead with your question, caller, Chaz.
Okay, I am looking for some advice. I have two things I would like to do to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first off, I'd like to be cuter. You know when you, like, look at a puppy?
Yep. Tiny face, big eyes. I know the ones.
Yeah, I mean, I want to have that kind of... I want to inspire that feeling. So that's probably the first thing I would ask.
Well,
should I do?
Let's tackle that. Have you ever seen the actor Haley Joel Osment?
Of course. He's got a big beard, doesn't he?
He has a big beard, but what it camouflages in something that I'm sure that he tends to hide is his cute factor. You see, he's got one of those tiny faces that we love on babies and kittens and puppies and certain breeds of snake that just make you say, aw.
Snakes?
So, what we need to do for you is make your head just a little bit bigger. We're going to pluck your eyes out, and we're going to replace them with big eyes. Now, the eye...
Eyes.
Is a wonderful primate found in South America. Their eyes are the size of tennis balls. And believe me, once we get these factors put into your face, everyone's going to be saying, ah.
Are you for real right now?
Oh, I am.
Oh. Okay. I can still see out of these eyes.
You will also develop nocturnal vision. Your daytime vision isn't going to be as good, but you're going to need those eyes for nighttime foraging in the forest. People tend to take on the traits of the animals in which I infuse with them. It was sort of a happy accident when we found out that Our young neighbor boy, Jimmy, he wanted to run faster, so we gave him greyhound legs. They weren't enough to keep him up, but he's so cute when he sleeps, he thinks he's running.
Well, that does sound interesting, I must say. Okay, so I need some eyes.
Yes.
That's your advice.
Yep. You might also develop a poisonous sac down on your pinky finger. And that's to ward off other predators.
What do they do? Just kind of poke them?
That's what they gotta do. It's a defensive mechanism.
Poke.
You know, we humans have developed sarcasm, guns.
Yeah.
But you're gonna be early to the fight. You're gonna be bringing a poison sac.
Well, that doesn't sound unattractive. I have to see how.
You know, it's your ace in your pocket. Just keep that on a rainy day. You know, you got a couple of muggers. You know, slash, slash. They got 36 hours to live. They'll experience fever, paralysis, so much to this point where they will want to kill themselves.
And of course, I would have a natural immunity.
To that specific poison, I do not recommend you incur any more poisons. Scratching yourself is also, I'll give a tentative warning. I imagine it'll get infected. But we can deal with that with antibiotics.
Fuck, dude.
So I can imagine with all this cuteness that you'll be attracting a lot of ladies.
Well, yes, ideally that's what happens.
So, it has been said that human beings secrete natural hormones, which are selectively attractive to the opposite sex. Brought out by either your sweat glands or, remnants from, ejaculate, tears, sometimes blood can make you look tough. But all these sort of factors go in and just make your natural musk.
What does this have to do with my face?
Well, we're just going to give you the total package. You're going to be a sex fiend. Or people are going to be lusting after you when they get a whiff of you and see those eyes.
I mean, ideally, that would be the end goal.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I hope you're not too attached to your eye color because they're about to be black.
I'm okay with that.
Just giant black orbs rolling around in your noggin.
Like googly eyes.
That's an apt comparison. No glue required. Recovery is going to be an issue.
I feel like
you are going to want to set aside enough time because you will be legally blind for at least 3 months. You're going to have to keep them wrapped up. I would recommend getting a friend or a partner to walk
Doctor,
you around.
I feel less concerned about that and more concerned about the googly eyes.
Oh, they'll only appear to be googly eyes, but they're going to be eyes.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to help me pick up any women.
No, they're going to see the future baby in your face.
The future baby?
The future baby they'll have with you. They'll see the tiny face and the big eyes and the awkward limbs. Now, you said you want to be cute. So I'm thinking, we move some fat cells down to your arms and legs, turn you into a real ham. You might want to wear a diaper, t-shirt.
I didn't really want to be a baby.
No, I'm thinking the full-on Tommy Pickles experience.
No. Well, he is a Time Lord.
And adorable. Timeless.
Okay, I'm going to seriously consider this. I don't think I'm going to tell you the other thing I wanted to
do. Let's put a proverbial pin in it. Let's move on. What was your second question?
That's what I mean. I don't think I'm going to tell you.
Come on.
Honestly, I'm afraid of the answer.
I've been in this job for years. I'm nearly immortal, stretching my thin life through body parts and the occasional cadaver.
Okay, I would like to improve my my hobby.
Well, what's your hobby?
I'm a juggler.
Oh, ho, ho.
Yes. I would like to make my hands a little faster, my reaction times quicker.
Well, I think you're going to be stuck with the reaction times of the human.
Why not like a cobra?
Well, here's the thing. The cobra is only reactionary because it's only a body and a head. It can only do so much, and it's perfected that. So, to that end, I know what you're thinking. We're not going to replace your arms with cobras.
Not exactly, but okay.
But we're going to give you the tactile and reactive speed of a chimpanzee. Long arms, very articulate. You still get to maintain your human DNA. You are going to want to buy a pretty egregious shaving kit because your arms are going to be so hairy.
This sounds good, though.
I mean, you're gonna be ripped. I once saw a chimpanzee rip a sumo wrestler in half. It was Japan, 1970s.
I almost said where. Please do tell.
I was stationed at Okinawa. Me and the boys were up to no good. We went out to the clubs. Saw a sumo wrestler pick a fight with one of the chimpanzees. You see, it was the mascot.
Of the club.
Of the club.
Why? Okay.
Yes, it was called Bananas. Okay. He was also the bouncer, coincidentally.
For good reason.
Yes, because you have celebrities like sumo wrestlers going around. Now, this sumo wrestler was a member, or was in the pocket of the Yakuza. And he was there to strong-arm the bartender for money that he owed to the hand.
Okay. I follow.
So, all the bartender did, snap twice, just like this, and the chimp descended upon him with a ferocity I had never seen in another creature on the God's given earth. And he took the sumo wrestler from the left side of his head and the right side of his head and split him like a goddamn banana.
His whole body?
His whole body ripped in twain.
Was it a bigger sumo wrestler? Or
your average sumo wrestler.
Average. So pretty big.
Pretty big. Not saying he's a Yokozuna, okay. But pretty big. But yeah, I mean, with your chimp arms, you're also going to achieve incredible strength. You're going to be able to maintain your body length, you'll be able to maintain your body weight for a long amount of times with just the strength of one arm alone. You're probably going to want to reinforce your shoulders. Calisthenics will be a must that your other parts of your body can acclimate. Unless, of course,
what about something from like an elephant?
Really, all you can get is the trunk. Your frame, you see, unless you opt for a larger body.
Gorilla shoulders.
So you want chimp arms and gorilla shoulders?
Maybe gorilla arms and shoulders.
Here's the shitty thing about gorillas is they're really not, they can't scratch their own back. Mm. They're all chest. Smallest penis in the mammalian kingdom. I don't know if you knew that to size ratio.
I have no idea.
Yep, real tiny. Aggressive fucks. Believe me, you do not want to be on the wrong side of a gorilla fucking.
I don't want to be on the wrong side of any fucking.
They have a lot to compensate for.
Only good side, please.
But yeah, think about it. You're going to have these big eyes, long old arms. You're going to look like Michael Jackson's Bubbles. Everyone loved him. He's still alive for crying out loud, so you know you got the longevity. You didn't know that? He lives in Florida. He retired.
Well, I feel like if the arms wouldn't expand my life...
They make you a better juggler.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we're going for.
Hmm.
Sold.
All right, when can I pencil you in?
Whenever. When are you free?
Doc,
I know you're a busy guy.
How about this? I'm going to transfer you over to my receptionist. She's going to make an appointment for you. I really need you to think about your recovery time, so go ahead and get your affairs lined up, because you are going to be out of commission for a bit, not having any arms. We're going to have to put you on the transplant list, of course. We have a few donation chimps that are on their way out, but they got perfectly good arms. They've lived full, happy lives. I can tell you're very upset.
Very emotional.
But it's going to be okay. They want this. It says so on their tiny chimpanzee driver's license. Sizz. Okay. You ever seen a chimp drive a Shriner car?
You've confused me.
It's adorable. It's like watching Vin Diesel drive a big block around the corner. You're like, how does he do it? This big old baby body, just unnatural proportions.
I have no comment to that, sir.
All right. Chaz, I'm going to transfer you over to Igor. He's going to set you up with the time. Again, get all your affairs together. And I think we have our success on our hands. All right, Drive Time listeners, that has been another installment of Frankly Speaking with your host, Dr. Frankenstein, where one body part at a time, we will turn this show into the morning zoo. Ha ha ha. Have a good morning, enjoy your coffee, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this evening's edition of Boat Fright. But I'll tell you something that does not give me fright. The confidence I feel when I drive a car off of the lot at Boris Car Lot. There are no limits there. The only thing that dies in these cars are the people who drive them, or the passengers. Wait, cut that part out.
Thank you for listening to Boat Fright, starring Dr. Frankenstein, Dracula, and myself, Barry. Subscribe to Boat Fright on iTunes and SoundCloud. And don't forget to rate and review. You can also follow us on Facebook. Boat Fright is a proud member of the monster community and a partner of Only Other Monsters. Boat Fight may return in November, but only if Dracula decides to let them.
You've never been in a boat fight, have you?
Accommodations for So Fairy Berry are provided by the Marriott Hotel. No, wait.
We got something better. Scariot.
Yes. That's exactly where I
was. Shit. I lost his name again.
Eli Roth.
Eli Roth.
And no. I'm sorry. I was getting a hand job. Don't use this in the bloopers.
I'm gonna use it in the bloopers.
You fucking better not.
All of it.
Fuck.
I'm not lying.
I know. Okay.